Callers are always paramount, just like you. Who am I talking to?
Diane.
Oh, my God, it's Diane, everybody. Hell yeah. Oh, I just did a cartwheel. Hey, Diane.
Hi.
How are you?
I didn't tune in until late, so I'm sorry if I say something that you already talked about. I just tuned in on the donuts, but did you talk about Krispy Kreme?
No, a little bit. Not in a positive way, but I'm a fan of Krispy Kreme. My favorite one is the glaze with the cream in the middle. That one? You know that one?
They're all good, but you know that. And then when the light is on, you know when the light is on?
Yeah. I always say that's like, the bat signal for fat people.
Why? Why? Because then you know they're donuts. Fresh.
Yeah,
that is so smart. It really is. It's like a bug zapper or a bat signal for fat people. Because like, when that red light comes on at a Krispy Kreme, I can see it around corners. Like I used to have a theory that cops won't give a fat person a speeding ticket if the red light is within view, right? Because it's entrapment at that point, right? If the red light is on and I run a red light to get to it, and maybe I hit a lady or you know, maybe run over a you know, something, a hobo's shopping cart, and a cop sees that, then he pulls me over and he looks at me in the car and he goes, "Oh, you going to Krispy Kreme?" I'm like, "Hell yeah, the red light's on." He's like, "All right, man, let me give you an escort." And then he drives me the rest of the way there. We share some donuts and a laugh, and he's like, "You killed that lady." And I'm like, "I know, but are you tasting these donuts? They're hot as hell. They're delicious." He's like, "I know, bro." Ha! And then we high five, and that's like the end of the sequence.
Stop it. I'm crying, laughing. Well, okay,
you know I'm right.
I had a bad day. Sorry, just thanks for making me laugh.
But what happened?
Yeah, like what I kind of got like fired from a job, but.
What did you do?
It's okay. I don't want to get in. I didn't do anything wrong. Just
I hope you did. I hope it was worth it.
People that are jealous of happy people. I think.
Oh my God. I deal with that every single day. We call those haters and you know, most of my industries, but you know what? I think it's going to work out for you, Diane. A lot of times that happens and you're going to land on your feet.
Sorry.
You're going to go work somewhere where they appreciate you.
I had a lot of jobs, but
okay.
I'll be fine, but it's the way they did it and the way they did it in a hateful way that hurt my feelings.
Gotcha. Well, if they're listening right now,
I didn't do anything wrong, but you guys are making me laugh and, I just want to thank you. That's all.
All right. Well, if we could mouth kiss you through the phone and make you feel better, we would do that for you. But the technology isn't
that
there yet.
Krispy Kreme thing about that's so funny.
Thank you.
About the cops.
I'm going to use
it
on stage.
Thank you for making me laugh. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I wish
we
I could listen to you more often. I just have to work a lot, so I don't always get to catch it.
I understand. All right. Well, Diana, if we don't talk to you,
okay.
Happy New Year, okay?
All right. Well, I'll be tuning in as much as possible. When are you going to be on in the mornings ever?
No, not for the next near future, but maybe down the line. You never know.
Because for a while you were.
Yeah, when they need us, we're utility players. When they call us up, we're there for them.
All right. So mostly you're 9 to 12?
Yeah. You can stay
all
up late
right,
now.
Well,
you don't have a job. Come on. We'll get some donuts. We'll have fun. God, I love her laugh.
Have a
it's
job.
Great.
I mean, I just don't have that job.
Yeah, screw that job. They don't
you know
deserve
what? It's
you.
A blessing in disguise.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I felt about both my divorces. I'm like, I can't believe they don't love me. And then now it's like, dumbasses. You know? Idiots.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Morons. They both hated happiness also. Really weird.
Yeah. I think, and also, too, I'll just throw this in real quick, but I don't want anybody that's heavy to get mad at me, but I'm not fat. Uh-huh. Okay. And I think some women do not like thin women. They're jealous.
You know what? I think it goes both ways. I think some people just don't like anything different than them, you know? And yeah, look, honestly, a lot of women don't like a thin woman because, you know, maybe they just, genetically, they just can't be there. Maybe they're going to Krispy Kreme and their metabolism isn't as good as yours and all that stuff. Look, what I have done, I have learned to not like anybody. So it really helps me out, like not picking out anybody. Like, I hate them all. Fat, skinny, little, tall,
no,
midgets.
I don't want to be that way.
Especially midgets.
See,
they really got on my nerves.
I don't want to be a hateful person. And
I'm kidding. I love midgets. I want to put one in a backpack.
It's like I think some people don't like happy people. I'm not happy. My life is far from perfect. I mean, really, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a problem. But
no, that's common. Miserable people. Have you ever heard of the term misery loves company or whatever? Miserable people just want to keep spreading misery. It's just what they do. And I know several people like that. And I divorced them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Diane, tell me what happened, because I feel like you want to talk about it, but you don't want to talk about it.
What are they going to do, fire you again? Put these bitches on blast, Diane.
It wasn't a job. It was an agency I work. I'm in a nursing field, and I work for an agency, okay? And some of the people that I do private. So anyway, it's a long story. It's boring.
But like wait. Hold on. Was it something to do, because you brought up for some reason that you think that some fat broads don't like a fit lady, and you said that you're a fit lady. So you're thinking maybe they're jealous of your looks or something?
Yeah, can you send us a picture? I want to see that
beautiful.
Fit ass.
I'm not beautiful. I'm an average-looking face. But
shouldn't say that about yourself.
I mean,
how about you send us your photo. We'll determine how beautiful you are. Right, Will?
Well, I'm on Facebook, but I don't think my current picture is on there. I think it's with dogs because I foster dogs.
Right. Oh, this is the lady we tried to hook Diane up. We had
we were going to hook him up with Bruce. Hook her up with Bruce.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think she ever texted him, though.
Yeah, he was wondering about you.
You hear my dogs? They're going crazy.
They were like, Bruce. Yeah, he's too old.
I've got one of my foster dogs back. I'm dog sitting her. I'm a foster dog person.
Mm-hmm. So what happened, Diane? Which one of these fat broads got all upset at you because you're fit?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to talk negative about these big obese whores, but who did it?
Yeah, please.
Who did it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention names.
You don't have to mention names. But what happened?
Rhyme something with her name.
Hang on a second.
She accused me of neglecting one of my patients, and I did not.
Oh.
I only spent one day with this client, and
was she fat?
She just jumped on me and said I caused her to have a bed sore. Well, you don't get a bed sore in one day, okay?
That's true.
Right.
If you know anything about nursing.
Was she fat, the client, the lady?
I bet if she had a bed sore, good chance she was up.
No, my patient is skinny.
Okay. And this broad is accusing you of big old fatso.
Big old fat jerk.
Yeah. She's not that big, but she's...
Big old donut-eating bitch.
Both of them are. It's a long story, but...
I'm sure she said... When she fired you, it sounded like this.
She was like, I don't want you working in here right now. Like, I don't get fired from this facility. But anyway, my agency is backing me up totally. And they go, she's a bully, and we're going to get in there. And I said, I don't really care. I really don't want to work
I know people.
Anymore.
You want me to have her fired? I'll do it.
I just wanted. It was a blessing in disguise.
Seriously.
You know.
But do you think it's a conspiracy because
I'm not going to be poor. I'm not going to be without a job. I'm going to be fine.
Diane, do you think it's because you're fit and this lady's a big fat pig?
A little bit, and I'm happy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's true.
She's jealous
of you. I'm not happy. I mean, I'm telling you, I've got hardly any money. I mean, really. And
money don't buy happiness.
I think some, not all, some people don't like happy people. And she probably makes more money than I do.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know? There's miserable rich people out there. Look, some people want it all, and some people don't want nothing at all. If they ain't got you.
I don't know what it is, but the way she did it, she could have done it a lot nicer. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Some people want diamond rings.
I walked into work to pick up another patient, and she says, "Come into my office." And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "What do I do now?" You know, she's been on me, and
I'm missing donuts.
So I'm like, "She blah blah blah, we don't want you working with blah blah blah." And I'm like, "Okay, But it's not that I can't work at this facility. I just can't work with that.
If you could be invisible for
unit. She's not even a nurse.
Yeah, if you could be invisible for an hour and stab her and get away with it, would you do it?
No, I don't want to hurt
her. Oh, that took way too long to answer, Will.
I feel bad for her. No, yeah. I feel bad for her.
It's okay.
You feel bad because she's fat.
Yeah, look, don't feel bad for fat people. They do it to themselves, okay? It's up to them.
She's not even that fat. No, she's not.
Put the fork down, whore.
Yeah,
I got it.
She's a fat bitch. We get it, Diane.
Yeah, just say it. It's cathartic, Diane. Just say it. Just say this fat bitch hates me because she's fat.
No, she hates me because I am happy, even though my life isn't perfect.
You're fit.
She's a big fat.
Because
you can eat pasta and you still have a nice ass. And yeah, she watches. You can eat pasta and you still have a nice fit, nice body. And if this lady watches Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, she gains 14 pounds. Yep. We get it. Yep. And she's miserable because of it. It's fine.
We get it. Diane, just we gotta. Diane.
Okay.
God damn it. Diane, just say we gotta end the call because we got another call coming in. Just say.
Screw this.
No, wait. I just want you to say, screw that fat bitch, and then we'll leave it there.
Yep, say it.
Screw that fat bitch.
Yes!
Yeah!
Awesome, Diane. You're the best.
Bye, Diane. Oh!
Okay. All right, good. All right, that's a little... Take it easy.
Dude, she feels so much better now, I promise you.
Yeah, it's cathartic, isn't it, Diane?
Good for you. All right. Bye, Diane. We love you.
Bye, Diane.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
My God.
Man, we should have got her to say that 10 minutes ago.
I know.